the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time once again for the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am Stephen Roy. It is March 22nd, 2025. That's right, the year of our Lord, 2025. Great to be with you here. We got a great show for you. I already got great music queued up for the podcast. We'll have a new Rumble rant. I know, I rant a little bit. You're probably tired of it. It's not all bad. It's not all bad. We talk about good stuff too. Maybe a little less Steven today and more rantage. I don't know. We shall see. The great thing about the show is that I don't script it. I found the best radio and television is when you don't script it. Isn't that the truth? It truly is. It really is. Let me stop. Stop the music, Steven. So let me take my headphones off. We'll do the Rumble. I got chores to do in the rant-free second hour. But I will cue up good music for you. That I will promise you. Got to go get the girls clipped today. That's Lexington Concord, our producer, and Lady May. They have to go to the groomer. Won't mention the name of the place. They don't advertise for us. And then I'm going to get a pedi. Guy I work with... That's not masculine, getting a pedicure. Really? You should see the bottom of my heels if I didn't. Not to mention ingrown toenails. Yeah. Not good. You ever had one cut out? I had about a third of my big toe nail cut out once. And I've seen toenails removed. And not just on shows like The Toe Bro, which I don't think exists anymore. But that was a great show, wasn't it? Guy goes in there with diabetes and he's got like 2-inch toenails. Wow. They're so long they can't cut them. They have to use a Dremel tool, like a grinder, like a bench grinder to cut them down. All right, let's do the Rumble. This is the Stephen Roy Rumble for March 22nd, 2025. It's great to be with you here again. More and more people are signing on to my X at Stephen Roy Radio. So thank you for joining me there. Thank you for watching The Rumble. More people watch this week. Thank you. Do appreciate that. And we have plenty to talk about, don't we? With what's happening in the world today. You know, every day I get a Bible verse. And lately, let's see if I can scroll down to it when I posted it this morning. Lately, when I see it, it's like... Wow. I mean, this was written 2,000 years ago, and yet, or, you know, almost 2,000 years ago, and yet it's so applicable to today. Like, listen to this. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. So basically, and that's Psalm 37, verses 6 and 7. Isn't that amazing? Psalm is in the Old Testament. The Psalms, 150 Psalms, are in the Old Testament. And yet they're so applicable to today. They were songs written for David, for example, ancient ruler of Greece. And so it's over 2,000 years ago, well over 2,000 years ago, and yet still applies so much to today. Because men are still wicked. There are wicked people in this world. There is wickedness in the United States. You know, they prosecuted 4 people for burning Teslas, and 3 of the 4 were trans testicles. Don't you think it might be HRT that's the problem? That would you introduce these strange hormones into your body doesn't like it, and it makes you cray-cray? It does. Just like psychotropic drugs, majority of mass shooters over the last several years have been on psychotropic drugs, or HRT, and HRT. There's a good combo. And then they go cray-cray and kill people. You think maybe there's a common denominator there? Yeah, I think so. The kid that shot up Uvalde killed like 20-something children and staff, slipped through a door that wasn't locked. Talk about a security breach. Yeah, he was on psychotropic drugs. The girl that killed all those people at the Christian school before police, thank God, took her out. Yeah, HRT. Maybe psychotropic drugs do. I don't know. She went to a mall, was going to shoot up a mall first. And when she saw armed security guards there, she left the mall and went to a Christian school and killed these poor children. That's psycho. And maybe the drugs had something to do with that. You think? Yeah. If you give a woman a bunch of tea, what do you think is going to happen? I told you about John F. Kennedy. JFK was on a cocktail of painkillers and testosterone to help with his bad back. They say he had Addison's disease. He wore a brace. When he was shot in the car in Dealey Plaza, he had a brace on because he had a bad back. And he took tea, which made him cray-cray, and that explains Marilyn Monroe and so much more, does it not? Maybe Kill Bill was taking a bunch of those drugs too. I don't know. All right, let's go to the Stephen Roy X. Yeah, the podcast is rolling too. The Stephen Roy X at Stephen Roy Radio. That's what it looks at the top of the screen. And people laugh at my screamy face. This screamy face I didn't stage. That screamy face was selected by Rumble. When I upload this video to Rumble, it will give you a choice of three pictures. And, you know, for a long time, I picked the craziest one. I've been trying not to do that. Last week's was good. It just had me going like that. So that was good. Let's scroll down. Oh my gosh, I post funnies all the time. Who posted this one? Weapon posted this one. It says, please don't wear your Cookie Monster. Publix posted this. You know who Publix is? They're a store. Grocery store, I think. Please don't wear your Cookie Monster pajamas in our store. This isn't Wally World, Sniffany. Sniffany is a play on Tiffany. That's funny. Hey, I don't go to Wally World anymore since they started all this self-check ridiculousness. I'm not going to go up there with a basket full of stuff and have to scan it for myself. I'm not going to do it. We spend less now going to the big box store that rhymes with Bosco and our local grocery store. We spend less doing that. I think we spent like 200 and something at the big box store that rhymed with Bosco. And yes, we have enough beef, chicken, and Cottonelle to last until the zombie apocalypse or through the zombie apocalypse. Because that's the quantities you get at the big box store that rhymes with Bosco. See, I don't mention their name either because they don't sponsor the show. Who wants to sponsor your dough, David? You're so crazy. Well, yeah, I get, my wife says, people that don't know us probably think we're weirdos. Yeah, that's probably true. If you're a radio station or a TV station seeing this video, you probably think, oh man, we can't have him on our station. He's a weirdo. Well, guess what? Here's a newsflash from your Uncle Steven. That's what your listeners want. They want someone that's different. They don't want some cookie cutter weirdo on national television. You know, they're always like this, all plastic. Well, let me tell you what happened, Bob. There was a this and that happened. Nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear somebody who's different. That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the same old S, the SOS. No, they do not. Speaking of Weapon, congratulations, Weapon, for your 22nd anniversary today. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I'm going to tell him a shout out on today's Rumble and podcasts. and podcast. Beep. Isn't that amazing? 22 years of marriage is like a record nowadays. Yeah, it sure is. Mm-hmm. Oh, I post funny videos all the time where people F-A-F-O. I even copied a copy to Steve Inman, who is the king of F-A-F-O. If you haven't seen his videos, let's see, his ex is Steve Inman. It's spelled like Inman. Steve Inman, U-I-C. Check him out. Very funny man. Funny videos. People who fooled around and found out. That's right. Just like that, the trash takes itself out. Yeah, you're right, Bob. Bob posted that. And he's referring to Courtney Love, who has defected to the UK and will become a citizen of the UK. And here's what I said. Here's my message to Courtney Love. It won't be frightening with millions of criminal illegal aliens raping 1 in 10 British women on an island. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let me tell you about Ununited Kingdomistan. And a lot of my British friends will concur with what's happening there. This government is so libtarded, they are importing illegal aliens by the thousands. And I watched videos of this hotel. This gentleman went to this hotel. They put him up in one of the staff rooms, which was stark. And these illegal aliens are living in 5-star rooms in a 5-star hotel. They're not getting just three meals a day, three very good cooked meals. They didn't just fire their staff and hire, you know, let's just say Arabic-speaking illegal aliens. They didn't just take a conference room and turn it into a mosque. Now, it's so this beautiful 5-star hotel built in the 16th century is now housing 450 illegal aliens. I said the UK government is spending £2 billion a year on illegal aliens. And one of my friends on the X at Stephen Roy Radio corrected me. No, they're spending £7 billion a year. Now, if you don't know how much that is, that's over $10 million. That's like $12 million, right? Because a pound is like worth $1.50. So they're spending tens of billions of dollars a year on illegal aliens. And the worst part? It's intentional. They are deliberately destroying the once great nation of the United Kingdom. So now, I call it the Ununited Kingdomistan, because that's what it is. Being ruled from Londonistan, and that's what it is, Londonistan. People get all defensive. There's not 45,000 stabbings a year in Londonistan. No, there's 45,000 stabbings a year in the UK. And 1 in 10 women are raped in the UK. 1 in 10 British women raped in the UK. Might be more than that. Who knows how many are unreported? Do you think that's okay? So this is my question. One of my libtarded colleagues talked about this at work, and I apologize to him for doing it, but because it's not appropriate. At work, you shouldn't talk about that stuff. I don't talk about my day job on this show, right? When people ask me what I do, I tell them I do this, but my real passion is broadcasting. This is my passion. This is why I do this, because I enjoy broadcasting. And as I think it was Blair that said, radio is so much more fun when it's a hobby. And he's right, because I have worked for managers that said, well, you shouldn't say that on the air. Remember I told you the nummy story? You remember that? The GM takes me in his office and he says, hey, I don't want you to say nummy anymore on the radio. Then the next morning, this woman calls in, I want to win one of those nummy sandwiches. I laughed my A off. That's why listeners love me, because I'm a regular dude. I don't put on airs. I don't try to pretend I'm something I'm not. This is who I am. This is who I am. Now, granted, I should have more grace to treat people differently than I do sometimes. But you know what? I can't help but call out the truth. If you are an evil person, if you are evil, like Pocahontas or Wiggy Jazzy or the leftist idiot child AOC or the communist Bernard Sanders or Plug Schumer or any of these leftist idiots, I'm going to call them out for the evil that they are, because they are evil. If you advocate the burning of Teslas, which is so stupid, you go to a service center and you burn up a bunch of Teslas, I would be willing to bet you there's a 90% chance the person that owns that Tesla is a liberal. And you're attacking one of your fellow liberals? And you claim to be, you know, a global warming believer? Well, how environmentalist, how good for the environment do you think it is when you burn lithium ion batteries? Because that's what those battery packs are. They're lithium ion batteries. What do you think that does for the environment when you burn lithium ion? Do you think that's good for the environment? No, it is not. Yeah, let's talk about lithium. Let's talk about that. Lithium comes from strip mines like in Africa, right? Children on their hands and knees, like mucking through a bunch of crap to mine materials for your batteries. That's like blood diamonds. You talk about blood. That's a blood diamond because people died producing that for the Bears or somebody. Oh, that's not okay. But strip mining where there's cave-ins and people die is okay. That's okay, right? That makes sense. Where do you think all those precious metals come from that make batteries for electric vehicles or EVs? Wow, people are crazy. Scrolling. The judge who tried to block Trump deportations played a key role in the Russian collusion hoax. What we're finding out, these leftist idiot hack judges are totally corrupt. They're shopping all over the country to liberal judges, to leftist hack judges, to make all these judgments. There's been like dozens of judgments trying to stop the Trump administration. Look, if you're some little district judge in Hawaii or somewhere, you do not have the power to tell the president how he's going to run the Department of Defense. No, you do not have the power to tell him that he needs to reinstate all these transsexual soldiers. Now, look, if you're homosexual, if you're transsexual, I don't care if you're in the military, but you are not going to get special treatment. You're not going to get HRT. You're not going to get breast augmentation. You're not going to get SRS. You're not going to get any of that if you're in the military. Hey, if you're a proud American and you want to defend this nation, God bless you. Go in the military. But guess what? You're not going to be treated any different. Now, the same is true of physical fitness standards. I have no problem with a woman being a Navy SEAL, but guess what? You have to go through the same training as everyone else. It should be like Starship Troopers. You should have to shower with the men. You should have to do the same training as the men. And if you can't do it, then you're out. When I was in boot camp in 1985 in Marine Corps boot camp at MCRD San Diego, right? There was no women there because they go to Paris Island. But let's look at the physical fitness standards then. There's probably even less now. To graduate from boot camp in 1985, you had to do two pull-ups. Two pull-ups, right? Women could graduate from boot camp. Now, this is in 1985, granted. By doing a dead hang for 30 seconds. They don't even have to do a pull-up. And the physical fitness standards were less than for men. I have a problem with that. They should be the same. Now, should they be in the same training? Probably not, no. And the same reason there shouldn't be trans testicles in women's dressing rooms. There shouldn't be trans testicles in women's locker rooms and gyms. No, sorry. Look, if you're a transsexual woman, right? First of all, you need to be passable like Blair White. Okay, you need at least try to be passable. So let's just say you are, let's just, for argument's sakes, I don't care what you do and who you are and what you look like. Look, God bless you. I'm not going to judge you. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Who am I to judge you? I'm not going to. I'm not going to judge you. As far as I'm concerned, God made us all, and we are all the same in the eyes of God, regardless of gender or national origin or sexual preference. I mean, we can argue that later. But look, I'm not going to condemn you for whatever that is. I'm not. You're welcome at my church. You are. Because we are all the same in the eyes of God. However, if you're a transsexual woman and you're even somewhat passable, if you go into a woman's bathroom at Target or Wally or anywhere else, no one cares. No one's going to care. They're not. Right? You go into a stall, you sit down, you do your business, and you leave. No one cares. I told you the story about a woman, and I believe this was in L.A. or Northern California. I don't remember. Point is, she said, look, I transitioned 25 years ago. I go into a women's restroom all the time. No one even bats an eye at me. No one cares. That's my point. No one cares, right? But if you're a chick and you go into a men's bathroom and you stand at a urinal, someone's probably going to notice. My brother-in-law, D. Jr., tells me about when he was at a race. So he was like in a big race at Texas Motor Speedway. I don't even remember the track. It's not important. He goes to the restroom, probably during a caution, and this beautiful woman comes in. I mean, beautiful. Well-endowed, beautiful face, beautiful hair, comes into the bathroom and hangs it over the probably the pee trough and pees. And people are like, whoa. And she's like, you know what? I don't give an S. I've got to go. She did her business, put it back in her pants, and left. Nobody made a scene. They might have noticed and been surprised, but no one got upset about it. So a lot of this stuff depends on you, right? It depends on you. It's not all about you. You know, it took me until 50 years old to realize it wasn't all about me. It's not all about me. Believe it. Believe me. I'm my own worst enemy. And I posted a great video some time ago of servicemen returning from service overseas and surprising their family. It makes me want to cry when I see those videos. Like of a child who sees their daddy and hadn't seen him in a year. It's even heartwarming when you see a dog that goes to see someone they haven't seen in a long time, and then they go, sniff, sniff, sniff. Oh my gosh, it's you! And they get all excited. I mean, even lions. Lions don't forget who raised them. And so years later, you can go and see a lion, and they'll look at you, and they'll look at you, and then when they realize who you are, they get all excited, and they hug you. They're just so excited. I think I'm on the wrong thing. Yeah, I'm unfollowing. But I've seen that video before. So let's go to my ex, at Stephen Roy Radio. Click! So we talked about how stupid the EVs are, you know, being burnt. And you know what? You know what the saddest part of that is? These protests against Elon Musk are coordinated by rich leftist idiots like Bill Gates and Grandpa George Soros. These multi-bazillionaires are sponsoring these protests. It's kind of like these Palestinian protests. I mean, it's so ridiculous. They have pre-printed signs. That means it's coordinated. That means these people are probably paid protesters. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Scrolling down. Do you remember what one of these are? You're probably 40 or older if you remember what one of these are. I asked Dee this morning and she didn't remember until I told her. It's a viewfinder. They put a little picture right here and then you can see it through this, and it's almost like a panorama. It kind of reminds me of the... Oh, I don't remember what it was now. I looked it up this morning. I think it was called a View Max or something like that. So it's one of those things where you put a disc in the back of it, and it's got like two eye goodies on the front to pick up the light. Then it's got two eye goodies in the back, so you put it up to your eyes, and then you go, then you see a picture like in 3D, right? You see a three-dimensional picture, and then you go, click, and then it goes to the next picture. Click, goes to the next picture. And Dee said that when she was young, they went to Six Flags over Texas and got one of those, which is pretty cool, with pictures of them on that ViewMax or whatever the heck it's called. I don't remember what it's called. I had to look it up this morning because I couldn't remember.
Could not remember.
So a lot of my ex-friends, my followers, and people I follow on X at Stephen Roy Radio live in Washington State. Apparently, Washington State have rolled out their $15 billion tax proposal. If enacted, it would be the largest tax increase in Washington State history, tripling the annual property growth cap from 1% to 3%. That means your property taxes go up 3% every year. Taxing unrealized capital gains. No other state does this. What does that mean?
Well, that's the money that you could make on that money you have.
How can you tax somebody for money that you might make money on? Do you know what a capital gains tax is? Let's say I sell my house, and the money that I make selling that house is subject to capital gains. Now, it has to be a sizable amount. A little bit of money would be exempt from capital gains tax. Let's say you make $100,000. You might have to pay capital gains taxes on that because you made money. Hopefully, they're being lowered in the Trump administration. But under the demented one who was never there, did you hear about the auto pin? If you haven't heard about it, look it up. The auto pin is how documents were signed during the bribe and slide house, which means he didn't sign them. They were signed remotely by somebody else, probably copied and pasted signatures. So, taxing unrealized means they haven't even happened yet. You haven't made money yet, but they're going to tax you anyway. Increasing the business and occupation surcharge. Yeah, let me tell you what happened to the city of Seattle. They passed an ordinance in the city of Seattle that if you have X number of employees, that you're taxed a few hundred dollars extra. Guess what happened? Tens of thousands of jobs left Seattle for the suburbs. That's what happens. Look at the state of Maryland. I looked at a job in Maryland and I thought, oh, there's no way I can live there. They've got a much higher income tax. And in the state of Texas, we have no state income tax. That's why people are moving here. We have much lower taxes. They say when you move to the state of Texas, it's like instantly getting a 15% pay raise because of our lower taxes and fees here. And it's true. Now, the sales tax here is the same as where my family lives in Southern California. But we have no state income tax, right? And property taxes are higher than they should be in Texas, but they're lower than many other states, especially in the Northeast. So I looked at this little town in Maryland, and it was so depressed. There was tons of foreclosures. It was not good. It was not good. Well, let me tell you what happened in the state of Maryland. They passed a millionaire's tax years ago. So years ago, Maryland passes a millionaire's tax. 3,000 millionaires left the little state of Maryland overnight. So I do not want to live in the state of Maryland. You know, and I looked at this was in that little Maryland panhandle where this job was, and I looked north in Pennsylvania. You know, Pennsylvania has a 3% sales tax. I mean, a 3% income tax. I expected it to be more. In Maryland, it's graduated. It is low. If you make less than $100,000, it's not bad at all. But after you get to $100,000 or more, then you're taxed a lot more. Don't worry, I don't make $100,000. And then I also looked at the state of West Virginia to see what their sales taxes are. And the West Virginia governor just signed into effect a law that's going to lower the state income tax in West Virginia. And it will be progressive. It will vary from like 2 to 5 something percent. It'll be lower than it was. In the Washington State area, a surcharge on financial institutions. So if you're a financial institution, like a bank, you're going to have to pay an extra charge. Guess what happens? They leave. Like Starbucks is leaving because of that. No tax relief for working families. So if you're a low income illegal alien, oh, you get tax relief. But if you're a working family where that's, you know, your parents are working stiffs, oh, there's no tax relief for you. You're going to be effed. So that's the state of Washington. And then one of my friends posted a thing about that. But we'll see if it comes up here. We'll see if it comes up here. Look at this dude. Look at this Dorkmeister flash. He says, so Gunther posted this. Gunther Eagleman. Dude says any Republican that interacts with him will die. Who has his name would like to say hello to him and see how serious it is. You know what I said? Come and take it, Snowflake. You think you're Mr. Man? Come and take it. Come to West Texas and take it. And we'll see how that works out for you. We shall see. Huh. Look at this. Friday afternoon, massive police response to what law enforcement sources call a drug deal gone bad in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood. Witnesses say a man in dreadlocks stabbed a woman in the temple over a hit of crack at the corner of 3rd and Blanchard Street. Victim was transported to the hospital. Suspect was apprehended at the scene and put into an ambulance. Another witness said cops barbecued and beanbagged his A. This is the latest troubling incident to happen right in front of the problematic Reach homeless nonprofit headquarters. Here's video of him. This area is one of the worst crime hotspots in the city due to the clientele Reach attracts and enables. Thanks to Jonathan for posting that. I don't know if I follow Jonathan. Click! I will. I follow people, and then you have like a day to follow me back. If you don't follow me back, I'm going to unfollow you. Unless you're someone that I want to follow. Oh, here's the post that I was telling you about. Camo the Crusader here, he said this. He said there is a huge movement to take back the state of Washington. In the WA-5CD, our new U.S. congressman won by the largest margin out of all the Republicans in the U.S. congressional races in November. And next door, the 4CD... that's most of Eastern Washington, looks close to this. Wow. So they've got Republican congressmen in the state of Washington. And so what does that tell you? That tells you that the people are rebelling. So we're almost done with the rumble. So let me mention this, some sad news to report. It is sad because he was only 76. And you know, I'm 58, I'll be 59 in June. 76 doesn't seem that old now, right? Like 50 is the new 40, 60 is the new 50. So, is it 60 is the new 40? Or 50 is the new 40? I don't know. Point is, people tend to live longer than 76 years nowadays, and that's when he passed away. So, sad news to report, a good boxer and a great man lost his life, and that is George Foreman. So, rest in peace, George. I pray for you and your family. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, that's going to do it for the Rumble for today. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. Hey, you have a great day. Have a great evening. And have a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. Can turn off the ring light. I tried doing other lights or not doing lights and didn't work very good. There were shadows or too much darkness, so I still use the ring light that my wonderful family got me for Christmas. And then I also use two other floodlights filtered with wax paper because we're super high tech here on the Stephen Roy podcast. So let's see, it's 34 minutes into the hour. Let's play some good music for you. And we got to start with this one because Texas Tech is doing so good. Texas Tech men's basketball won their first game against UNC Wilmington. That's the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. And it was close. They didn't suck, believe me. And then tonight they play Drake. So, And the girls were doing so good. I don't know how they're doing now. I need to look that up. But in the WBIT, they won their first couple games, which is awesome. They won their first couple games in the Big 12 tournament, too, which is huge. And their head coach, Coach Gerlich, we saw her at a local Mexican restaurant. And her friend sat right behind D, literally, right behind D in the next booth. And so that was kind of cool to see her out on the town. You know, I wanted to go up and congratulate her for her wins. But so we saw her last Sunday, which was before the WBIT. And I think that's awesome. Awesome that they won. So congratulations to her. They're 18-17. So regardless of what happens going forward, they can't do worse than 500. So that's a great comeback for a less than stellar year. I think if they would have played with this intensity throughout the year, their record would have seemed totally different. So we have to play the Josh Abbott Band victory bells for the Lady Raiders, too, of women's basketball.
God, RFD.
My old man was a contradiction, a real hard man to figure. He'd read the King James Bible while sipping on cold liquor. Drunk, he'd get to preaching right out on the between cussing and praying, spitting and praising the Lord. No doubt about it, he was a man of both extremes. He had his share of demons, but on Jesus he would lean. Well, I know the straight and narrow is the path that I should take. But out here in the fast lane, I tend to get a little sideways. I still hear him preaching, slurring his words a bit. Saying the thing about temptation, said it's so hard to resist.
Stained glass windows, old bar stools and back row pews. I ran to one more than the other, but I couldn't outrun you. Trying to fill up all the empty, trying to numb the pain inside. Thinking you'd never forgive me for all those Saturday nights. But thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316 and the words it read to say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and the voice seeing come back home. Saturday night looked like the end of the story. Thank God for Sunday morning. Now I know that you're no stranger hearts like mine. It's what you do. Yeah, somehow you bring dead things back to life. And it might look like it's over as a stone over a grave, but I've seen you move. I'm living proof you still roll stones away. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316 and the words it read. glass window. Feels like freedom on my face. It really is a new beginning. It really is amazing grace. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. The words are in and say you been and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and the voice saying come back home. Saturday night looked like the end of the story. Oh, Saturday night looked like the end of the story. But thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for Sunday morning.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
See now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm sending confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without
like a soldier with no armor. In the middle of the battle, I was broken. I was broken. It was only getting darker. In the valley of the shadow, I was hopeless. I was hopeless. I never thought that I would ever see the day when every single chain would break. Or hear the voice of heaven call my name. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin and shame away. Now every song I sing will be for him. Ever since the moment he walked in, then Christ came. I was searching for a reason to believe that I could ever really matter.
Called Beautiful Crazy.
Check one, two, check one.
Shall we run with a song?
What do you think, Luke?
Yeah, I think we're ready. Let's give the people what they want. This is the song they want. Scott, you're gonna see me master the selfie during this.
Here we go, boys.
Day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. She can't help but amaze me the way that she does.
take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out. Till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. Her crazy's beautiful to me.
Love that.
Amazing.
Cool, thanks.
That was pretty dang solid all right. Around.
Gonna be the one to say goodbye.
RIAA Bite Me.
Denied!
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
No!
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all. Quack, quack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
Cannonball Guy!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is our number two of the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. Yes, that's my real name, in case you're wondering. It's the rant-free second hour. It is what it sounds like. No rants, just good music, fun stuff. This first song I'm going to play is the story of my life, really. I told more than one people this week that, you know, I'm so loud, you know. Hey, you're being loud. Yeah, I know. My voice is loud. In school, I used to be the one that they heard. I would be the one that had to write 100 times, I will not talk in class, because of my stupid mouth. So John Mayer's song just seems fitting. It is My Stupid Mouth.
My stupid mouth has got me in trouble. I said too much again to a date over dinner yesterday. And I could see she was offended. She said, well, anyway, I'm just dying for a subject change. Oh, it's another social casualty. Thank you for speaking. No filter in my head. Oh, what's a boy to do? I guess he better find one soon, yeah. We bit our lips. She looked out the window, rolling tiny balls of napkin paper. Played a quick game of chess with a salt and pepper shaker. And I could see clearly an indelible line was drawn between what was good, what just slipped out, and what went wrong. Oh, the way she feels about me has changed. Thanks for playing, try again. How could I forget? Mama said, thank you for speaking. No filter in my head. Oh, what's a boy to do? I guess you better find a one. I'm never speaking up. It only hurts me. I'd rather be a mistake. starting now. Starting now. One more thing, why is it my fault? So maybe I try too hard, but it's all because of this desire. I just don't wanna be liked, just don't wanna be funny. Looks like the joke's on me. So call me Captain Backfire. Speaking up again, I'm never speaking up again. Starting now. Starting now.
Oh my God, no way! Oh my God, RFD!
Fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, do it, grab it, jam and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, back it, switch it, fade it, paint it, write it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, touch me now, touch it, play it, play it, touch it, technologic,
one more time.
Like the legend of the phoenix, yeah. All ends with beginnings. Oh, it keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning.
Celebrate and dance so free. Tonight, hey, just feel it.
ever
over.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair. I've
soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Thank you. Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
to the end of a long, long walk when a man crawled out of a cardboard box under the E Street Bridge, followed me onto it. I went out halfway across with that homeless shadow tagging along, so I dug for some change. Wouldn't need it anyway. He took it looking just a bit ashamed. He said, you know I haven't always been this way. I've had my moments, days in the sun moments, I was second to none moments, when I knew I did what I thought I couldn't do. Like that plane ride coming home from the war that summer, my son was born. Memories like a coat so warm the cold wind can't get through. Looking at me now, you might not know it, but I've had my moments. Well, I stood there trying to find my nerve, wondered if a single soul on earth would care at all, miss me when I'm gone. That old man just kept hanging around, looking at me, looking down. I think he recognized that look in my eyes. Standing with him there, I felt ashamed. I said, you know I haven't always been this way. I've had my moments, days in the sun moments, I was second to none moments, when I knew I did what I thought I couldn't do. Like the day I walked away from the wine for a woman who became my wife, in a love that when it was right could always see me through. Looking at me now, you might not know it, I've had my moments. I know somewhere around a trash can fire tonight, that old man tells his story one more time. He says, I've had my moments, days in the sun moments, I was second to none moments, when I knew I did what I thought I couldn't do. Like that cool night on the East Street Bridge when a young man almost ended it. I was right there, wasn't scared a bit, and I held to pull him through. Looking at me now, you might not know it. Oh, looking at me now, you might not know it. I've had my moments, I've had my moments, I've had my moments, I've had my moments.
Emerson Drive on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Moments. Isn't that a great song? You know, I queued that up and I really didn't remember it. I didn't remember it, but it's a great one. Sure love that. Amazing how, you know, songs can make you remember stuff. I remember the moments when my children were little. It's just stuff you don't forget. Amazing time. So cherish them. If you have little ones, cherish them. They don't stay a little long. They get all grown up, forget who their dad was. You know how it is. But, you know, hey, my little girl's still my little girl. She'll always be my baby girl, and she's 32. Thank God. Anyway, not going to rant about stuff since she was 6 weeks premature. Not going to do it. So if you find the one that you've always been looking for, you will just know. And there, you know what the one thing was? If you followed me all these 20-something years, the one thing was always missing from a relationship? God. It just doesn't seem to last without it, without Him. I haven't felt the joy and peace that I have these last few years. It's been incredible. So that's going to do it for me on today's show. I am Stephen Roy. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it. You have a great day. Have a great evening. And have a great week. Yes, now you have to. Here's England Dan and John Ford Coley. Because guess what, baby? We'll never have to say goodbye again.
Turn on the radio. We'll play it way down low. There's a tear in your eye that's reflecting the fire's glow. And I wish this night would never end. The sun ain't gonna be my friend. Lying here waiting and wishing I knew when. We'll never have to say goodbye again. We'll never have to say goodbye again. You must leave, I know. I won't let you go until you show me some secret for making this time stand still. And somewhere, sometime from now, together again somehow, all of the waiting will seem like a moment and then.
You to dance, would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. Have I lost my mind? Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain, oh yeah. I will stand by. Take my breath away.
She's as warm and friendly like the hills that surround Austin. She's as bright as the Dallas sky. She always holds her head up high. She loves the company of her family. She has faith in God's greater plan. She trusts I'm a good man. And that's why I'll always believe she's like Texas and she likes me. Her eyes
green like the trees in Nacogdoches. Her teeth are white as cotton in the fall. And when she laughs, you'll always take notice. 'Cause her heart's charm will shine right through it all. She's as bright as the Dallas sky. She always holds her head up high. She loves the company of her family. She has faith in God's greater plan. She trusts I'm a good man, and that's why I'll always believe. She's like Texas, and she likes me.
is changing now. You're part of a crowd. They're laughing at something and the music's loud. A girl comes towards you you once used to know. You reach out your hand, but you're all alone. And those time passages, I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight.
Make moves, then back rules. Taking crews, that's cool. Romeo, I never lose. With the girls, I choose.